This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
طيب, so when is this time of سحور? Or when did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم observe the meal of سحور? Anas also narrated, Ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, that Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu an said, tasahharna ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thumma qumna ila salah. We ate suhoor with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we got up and prayed. And then we got up and prayed, meaning fajr. So Anas asked Zayd, he said to him, what was the time between the adhan and the suhoor, or between the suhoor and the adhan? Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, qadru khamsina ayah. It was the time that it takes to read 50 ayahs. Okay? Notice here, as a side point, notice here how in tune they were with the Quran, and especially in the month of Ramadan. He didn't just say it was this amount of time or that amount of time or 5 minutes or... They used to use the Quran, yani the reading of ayat, as a time of measure. So they would. He said the time that it would take to read, 50 ayats. Anas didn't ask any further questions. He didn't say, well, how long is that? He didn't ask any, because that was something that was clear to them. SubhanAllah. The time that it takes to read 50 ayats, Ibn Hajar, the one who explains Sahih al-Bukhari in the most famous book, the most famous explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari was Fath al-Bari, he said that that's approximately 4 minutes. The author of the book that we're reading, Sheikh Uthaymeen's book, rahimahullah, Sheikh Uthaymeen says that it's approximately 6 minutes. It's not much difference. Let's just say 4 to 6 minutes between the time he finished eating suhoor and the time that the adhan was called. Notice that. It is not known from the practice of the Prophet ﷺ that he would eat all the way up till the adhan, or that he would drink all the way up until the adhan, even though he was the one that encouraged us to delay the suhoor. So it is best that you stop approximately 5 minutes before the adhan. Now, the issue is that some people call the adhan early. I mean, they call the adhan before Fajr. If someone is calling the adhan before Fajr, then it is permissible for you to still eat. Why is that? Because what is to be taken into consideration, what we factor in this case, is the time of Fajr, not when the person is calling the adhan. So if the person calls the adhan early, like for example, in my neighborhood actually, you can hear about 5 adhans. There's one guy, he's always 2 minutes before everybody else. Always. So, and it's before actually the time that is mentioned, even on the time sheets and everything like that. Nobody is going to stop just because he's calling it then, because it's not time for Fajr yet. And that is what is taken into consideration, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran to eat and drink until the white thread of dawn becomes distinct from the black thread of night. So once Fajr comes in, once it is actually the time for Fajr, then that is when you have to stop eating and drinking, not just because somebody called the adhan whenever he felt like calling the adhan. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, inna bilalan yu'adhdhinu bilayl. Bilal caused the adhan at night. What does that mean? Not for Isha, meaning that first adhan of Fajr. Not the Fajr as-Sadiq, the true Fajr, but the earlier dawn. Okay? The one that is before that. That is still nighttime. Once Fajr comes in, it is considered to be morning. So he says that, the Prophet ﷺ said that Bilal caused the adhan at night. فَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يُؤَذِّنَ إِبْنُ أُمِّ مَكْتُومٍ. So eat and drink until Ibn Maktum caused the adhan. Now, here's where it gets a bit tricky. I want you to pay attention for Suhoor. The Prophet ﷺ said that you can eat and drink all the way up until Ibn Maktum caused the adhan. Correct? But Ibn Maktum was blind. So he did not call the adhan until it was said to him, Asbahta Asbaht. And you have reached the morning, you have reached the morning. Meaning Fajr has come in. And then he would begin to call the adhan, which means that there was a slight time period, very slight indeed, between the time that Fajr actually came in and between the time that the adhan was called. The Prophet ﷺ also said, and this is the hadith that many people get confused about. This is why, I guess all of that was an introduction to this point here. Where the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا سَمِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ نِدَاءٍ وَالْإِنَاءُ عَلَى يَدِهِ فَلَا يَضَعْهُ حَتَّى يَقْضِيَ حَاجَتَهُ مِنْ. If one of you hears the adhan, and he has the vessel in his hand, then let him not put it down. He should not put it down until he takes what he needs from it. Now, if we are to take this hadith is collected by Abu Dawud, as well as Imam Ahmad and others, and many of the scholars' hadith graded as hasan, that is a fair hadith. So it can be used as a proof. Now, we take this hadith as it is. Is that the same as someone who hears the adhan and then they say, oh, it's time for Fajr, let me go have a drink. Like they used to do here in the Masjid Nabawi. Especially people from one specific country. They would swarm the Zamzam coolers while the Mu'adhin is calling the adhan. Not before. When they hear him call the adhan, they race to the cooler. Is that the same as the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned? He said, if it's in your hand, you're drinking, and then the adhan is called, okay. It's also not the same as someone who hears the adhan and then he rushes to his kitchen and makes himself a plate. It's not the same. When do we stop eating? The preferred time is as the Prophet ﷺ did. Approximately 4 or 5 minutes before you know that the time of Fajr is to come in. Because especially for those of us who are living in non-Muslim countries, most likely you're not going to hear the adhan. So you have to go by the time. So you want to stop approximately 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes before the time that you know that Salatul Fajr is coming in. However, if you were late that day for whatever reason, and maybe like a lot of us have these like the Fajr clocks or whatever, and the adhan goes off when the time comes in. And so you're drinking something or perhaps you're eating something and the time comes in and the adhan is called. Then, according to this hadith, there's no harm in you finishing whatever is in your hand. And you can swallow the food in your mouth. As opposed to the majority of scholars who say that if you know that the time of Fajr has come in and you have something in your mouth, you have to spit it out. Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah, actually said that if the fasting person swallows it after he knows that Fajr has come in, فَقَدْ بَطْلَ صَوْمُهُ. His fast is invalid. And then he said something that is scary. He said, وَلَا خِلَافَ فِي ذَلِكَ. He said, and there's no differing of opinion on that issue. However, it appears that there is some differing of opinion on that issue. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that this is the statement of the four imams, but that there are some other scholars who hold the other opinion and who, according to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say that there is no harm in finishing what is in your hand. And that appears to be the correct opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. However, what the point and the reason why I even mentioned some of these things is because some people have gone too far. They've gone way too far. And after the adhan is called, and they have all types of excuses. And none of that is according to the text. We should stop, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, once the dawn has become clear, meaning that you know that it is time for Fajr, that Fajr has entered, not time for Fajr prayer, meaning not 20 minutes after the adhan is called, but once the time of Fajr has entered, then we should stop eating. That is the red line. And if you stop a couple minutes before that, as was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is best.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان